The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
And now for something completely different.
Hello everybody, my name is Mary.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Dervla.
And collectively, we are known as Crystal Swing.
He drinks tequila, she talks dirty in Spanish.
They have been busy touring and gigging ever since that video went viral 5 years ago, working non-stop until now, that is, because this weekend is a big weekend for the Crystal Swingers. You're all here, swing persons. Welcome to the studio, Mary, Derek and bride-to-be, Dervla Swing, or Burke, I should really say. Also, Dervla, I'm going to go straight to you. Welcome to the programme, by the way, all three. You are the woman of the moment. The big day is on Saturday. Where are you getting married?
Yes, Dave, it's all excitement at the moment. Getting married on Saturday down in Middleton in Cork. Well, the church is in Lisgould, my home parish, and we're having the reception then in the Middleton Park Hotel, so I'm all excited.
How far is Lisgould from Middleton?
About 10 minutes.
Is there any pubs in between? People won't sort of,
there is two great pubs in Lisgould, yeah.
That's not a good idea at all. Okay, are you set? You look pretty relaxed.
I am very, very relaxed. Last week, I have to say, I was a small little bit stressed, you know. There's a lot happening at the moment in our lives, and but this week, I'm very relaxed. I'm not nervous, and I'm just looking forward to the moment now, walking up the aisle, really, more than anything.
Really? You look forward to that?
It's not, I am looking
trepidation.
Forward to it.
Okay. Like, I mean, like, you know, the bridezilla bit. Do you get like that at all, or do you let your mother do that?
Well, we had a few bridezilla moments now in the last week or two, I'm not going to lie, but nothing major. I would say I'm a pretty calm person. You know, Mam has helped me out a lot now with the wedding, and Derek has helped out a lot too. So I think with a bit of support and, you know, someone there to help you out when you need them, it makes things a lot easier.
You threw the Derek bit in as though you really meant it. I don't believe a word of it. Listen, by the way, have you worked out the colour of the doilies, and have you made sure not to put Auntie Bridie sitting beside Uncle Rupert, because these things are important?
Oh, I'm telling you, the seating plans, all right, sometimes can be a little bit tricky, but we have it all sorted. There's not much more left to do now. I think it's going to be an exciting wedding. I don't want to give too much away at all now.
Okay, we're talking 48 hours to go. You sound and look extremely calm. On the other hand, Mary. Mary, seriously, like, are you more excited or more than maybe even Dervla is?
I probably am more excited than Dervla. You know, the excitement is just mounting now. I suppose being the mother and having, you know, been married myself years ago and all of that, I know the pitfalls and things that can, you know, go wrong on the day. But saying that, we're, you know, I suppose we're used to working under stress and we're used to organising events. So that has helped, really.
Good point.
Because, you know, we're used to dealing with a lot of people as well. So, you know, all of that aspect of it is not at all phasing us. But just of course, obviously, it's Dervla's wedding, so you just want to make sure everything goes well in the day and everybody enjoys themselves. But, you know, I think if you put it into the hands of the hotel and the band and everybody who's doing their own, the photographer and all of that, they're all professionals, so they'll all take care of their own side of it. So it'll literally fall into place.
Indeed. By the way, 51551 is our text, and we're talking to Crystal Swing, so we haven't heard yet from De Brother. Derek, what are you doing? Seriously, you're not best man when like that, are you?
No, Dave, I'm not. No, what I said from the start was, if I, you know, when you're always organising events and, like, you know, because we're Crystal Swing, and if you ever go to a wedding or no matter what function you go to, you're always asked to sing or you're asked to do a reading, because they'll say, Asher, he's well used to the microphone, he'll be well able to do that. So I was kind of saying at the start, God, if I could get through this wedding now with doing as little amount of jobs in it, it would be great. But the jobs have built up just one after another, and I seem to be getting
well,
more.
I'll tell you one thing, I'd say it's much easier to approach a gig than it is to approach this wedding for you on Saturday.
Oh, completely. That's what I'd say. You just go on stage now to a gig and we'd be laughing and joking. We'd just kind of say, next thing you'd hear, you know, Crystal Swing are coming on stage, and you're, you know, you just run straight on. It's,
you know, the
no
funny thing is that, you know, the way there's all these things on YouTube of people doing the first dance and all that kind of thing at a wedding, etc. You wouldn't necessarily be letting him do the hucklebuck or anything, would you?
Oh, jeez, I'd say no. I would say very much so. He'll end up doing the hucklebuck on the night. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, we're having a fantastic band on the night. We're having the Johnny Brady band. I'm a huge fan. Johnny would be very well known around the country, and we have played with them and everything in the past. So, I mean, I think I would say almost 100% we will end up going up singing a couple of songs. So we don't mind doing that, but it'll be actually nice to be on the other side of the stage for a night too. So I'm really looking forward to it.
It's amazing how many people say to us, "Oh, are you playing for the wedding?" They think that you're playing for the 2 hours.
I think now we deserve that night.
Actually, I was going to ask you, which I probably will in a second, Dervla, a question, but I'm going to ask you first, Mary, about this. I know his name is Tim. Do you approve?
I do. Tim is absolutely lovely, and I'm not just saying that because he's listening now, but of course, obviously, he's getting a model mother-in-law as well. So, I mean, he's very lucky. But no, I'm only joking. Tim is lovely, and you know what? His family are absolutely lovely, which is a bonus, you know. I suppose the one thing I always thought about long ago when Derek and Dervla were going out, you know, whoever they'd end up with, I hope to God I could get on with the mother and father. And the parents are lovely. The girl, all his sisters are lovely. So they're a lovely, lovely family. And I'm really proud that Dervla is marrying Tim. And I think they're going, they just seem to gel so well, the two of them. You know, they're very compatible. They're very calm, the two of them, laid back. And I'm dead proud of him. And, if they'll be half as happy as myself and my husband and Tim's parents, I think, you know, they'll do okay, you know.
What a lovely thing to say. Now, what about you then, Dervla? Like, I mean, Tim, tell us about Tim. Where'd you meet him? Who is he?
Well, actually, Tim is quite local to where I would have been from myself, and Derek would have been quite friendly with him, and that's how I kind of to know him. I would have only really more known him just to say hello more than anything, but it's kind of funny how it all happened, really. Derek was actually the one that was saying to me, you know, he was saying, "Geez, you know, Tim O'Connor, he's a lovely fella, you know, you'd really be suited to him."
Had Tim said anything to you, Derek, saying, "Listen, that sister of yours,
Well, Tim's father, they own a sand and gravel pit, and I was down there after getting like sand and gravel a couple of times, and I always noticed, like, when I'd be down there, Tim would say he'd say, "How are all the family keeping it?"
Yeah. "How's Dervla?"
Okay, I said it to Dervla that he was actually saying it a couple
of
times.
With all this and him local as well, and the whole lot of you like knowing each other in some ways, didn't it really grow on blinking Facebook?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's, as I was saying, I actually did like Tim. I thought he was, you know, easy on the eye and the whole lot.
I thought he was easy on the eye as well,
Oh my God.
But maybe you were a little bit too old for him.
No.
But I mean, so we weren't complete strangers to each other. So I suppose I did go about it the complete modern day world way. I actually just sent him a message on Facebook. I said, "Sure, look, what have I got to lose? Like, it's only a message."
But hold on, what about the old world way? Did he get down on one knee?
Oh, he did. Yes, he did. Well, it all grew. We ended up meeting up. We went on a date. It all grew from there. And, we just really, we really clicked. And then on our 3-year anniversary, we were in Ashford Castle in Mayo. And it's just stunning there. And of course, I didn't have an absolute iota what was going on. I was just amazed by the beauty of the place. And, he had gone to my father first and he asked for my dad's permission.
Well, he asked his mother first.
He asked my dad first. But Mam was there at the time, and he got down on one knee, and he went to all lengths to make it as special as possible. It was an amazing
moment. And did you go visit the quiet man stuff and Kong and all the rest of it? No, that didn't matter after he was down on one knee.
I was in bliss then at that moment.
By the way,
time.
You've been living together for the past year. Are you not meant to wait till after you're married for all that kind of carry on, no?
Oh, well, I suppose this is a very awkward question. I don't like answering this.
You don't have to answer it.
No. Look, I will answer. We have a house together now. We're very happy. And, you know, we've been planning the wedding all year, so we knew it was happening. And so we're really excited.
Okay, you are planning the wedding. By the way, the staff at the Middleton Park Hotel are listening at the moment and looking forward to having you all there. So they're looking forward to having the media there as well. The TV cameras filming and everything else. Hello Magazine,
yes.
A million?
Well, I can't give away too much information, but yes, the wedding is being filmed. That's all I can say. I'm not going saying what's happening, but it's a very exciting project, and the whole wedding has a very exciting theme to it. I don't want to give away too much, but everyone will see in due course. I want to keep it a surprise for the people going to the wedding.
Okay.
But it's going to be amazing.
All right, okay, fair enough. Derek, just when I mentioned there, like, about Hucklebucket, etc., and you look back on certain things, when you look back on the video of She Drinks Tequila, do you look on it now and go, "Oh my God, what were we thinking of there?" Or do you say, "Yeah, that's just fantastic. That was the way it should have been.
That's the way it still should have been." have we done
right,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah.
But you know, look, if that video wasn't the way it was, the way it turned out and the way it was, we wouldn't be sitting here in this.
Right,
was,
another, you know, and you wouldn't have done your Ellen DeGeneres in California
exactly.
and Hollywood. And all
we
the
only
rest.
Put that. We put the video up on YouTube because YouTube was probably just kind of starting off. Like, we were the first sensation in Ireland that came out of YouTube, you know, and we hardly knew what YouTube even hardly was at the time because it was so new. It was just out like 5.5 years ago now. So we put up the video because myself, Mam and Dervla, we were gigging away in a local kind of, you know, just locally. And we said, look, we needed a song then that myself and Dervla were both singing together. And we just had that one song recorded. So that was the song we done.
Right.
The video didn't take 20 minutes to do. And
it was Hugh O'Brien in Cork. He put it up on, you know, I was chatting to Hugh and he put it up on, he actually recorded the video, but a friend of mine put it up on YouTube and literally overnight it just went viral and we were totally unaware of it, you know, and the media came on to us and they said, "Do you realise you're a phenomenon on Twitter?" And I said, "God, what's Twitter?" I wasn't even internet.
We put it up and there was 15,000 views on it the following morning, you know, and it was just like,
gone past a million now.
My mother thought that the website was being hacked. The stats were just gone.
Okay, well, look,
so
before we take some music, I just want to know something, Mary. Like, what are the plans for the band now? I mean, obviously the wedding is everything in the next few days or whatever. But like, where is Crystal Swing going from here?
Well, we're extremely busy, you know. We're going to Portugal now in September. We're doing some work in the UK as well, and we're constantly touring Ireland. So
you go down the Caribbean direction and all the rest of it.
Yeah, we've been on a Caribbean cruise, we've been to Dubai, we've been all over the world, you know. It's really just taking over our lives. This
right.
is our job, our full-time job. We're enjoying it, we're family, we're still
well then,
still there.
Derek, are you seeing anyone special at the moment? And I'm not talking about a psychiatrist.
Yeah. I am. Dave, I'm going out with a girl now. Claire McAuliffe is her name, was almost 2 years now. So
play that music again. Okay, fair enough. By the way, you can hear live inserts from the build-up of the wedding with Brenda Donoghue this Saturday morning on Countrywide here on Radio 1. And basically, I want to ask you to sing a song. Sing a song for your intended. By the way, Tim, just tell us a little bit about Tim O'Connor. He's cool, is he?
Oh, he is. He's great. Tim is brilliant. He's... Tim's actually a farmer, so he's kind of like, we have completely different lifestyles, but in a way it actually works. You know, we don't have normal 9-to-5 jobs or hours, so we understand each other. I don't know, like my mum said, we do click. I think we are meant to be together and we just make each other happy, so it's all good.
My life is complete, I can tell you. The Beatles, The Stones, The Clash, Bob Marley, Kurt Cobain, David Bowie, Bob Dylan, Jack White, and now finally I can die in peace. Crystal Swing. Okay, are you going to listen, congratulations, Derva, and have a great day on Saturday, and the rest of you guys too.
Thanks.
And remember, it's got nothing to do with you on Saturday. It's all to do with her and Tim.
Yeah.
So listen, you're going to give us a song. This is one that you'll sing for Tim specifically, right? So everybody else, turn off your radios. Nobody else listen. This is just for you, Tim.
This is just for you, Tim. It's actually a beautiful song. It's on our newest album. It's the Annie song, or else some might know it as You Fill Up My Senses.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful song. So
all right,
this is all for you, Tim.
Let's give it a blast. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, you have to go over there to the microphone. Sorry, I thought you were going to sing it sitting down. Okay, here we go. A hain a do, a three a car, a cooie shay. Let's go for it.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime. Like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me. Let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms, let me lay down beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you, come, love me again. let me give my life to you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me again. You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses. Come fill me
done, especially for Tim. That's Annie's song. Well done, Dervla Burke. And I get the impression we might be seeing this wedding on a TV screen near us sometime in the near future. It sounds like that anyway. I'm not 100% sure. Welcome, folks. Thanks a million. And have a great, great weekend.